Just a day after the exaltation of the Holy Cross and at the completion of the octave of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we celebrate today the memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows. This memorial reminds us of the suffering of the Blessed Mother during the Passion of Christ and the seven sorrows or dolors of Mary. You may recall the prophecy of Simeon, the escape and flight into Egypt, the loss of the child Jesus in the temple of Jerusalem, the meeting of Mary and Jesus on the Via Dolorosa, the crucifixion of Jesus at Mount Calvary, the piercing of the side of Jesus and his descent from the cross, and the burial of Jesus by Joseph of Arimathea. On this memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows, we commemorate the unparalleled human sufferings experienced by the Blessed Mother in her unique role with Jesus in the mission of redemption. In Salvifici Doloris, on the meaning of Christian suffering, number 25, Pope St. John Paul II describes the shared sufferings by Christ's mother, particularly during their climactic moments at the foot of the cross, as reaching, quote, an intensity which can hardly be imagined from the human point of view, but which was mysteriously and supernaturally fruitful for the redemption of the world, end of quote. The Church calls us to ponder the sufferings of our sorrowful mother, to more deeply appreciate the sacrifice of the Virgin of Nazareth, those which she endured in order to participate with and under Jesus in humanity's redemption, and through this suffering to become the spiritual mother of all peoples as designated in the Gospel today by her crucified Son. Woman, behold your Son. Son, behold your mother. Like Mary, we too are called to enter into the mystery of the Passion of Christ and the compassion of Mary, to join our sufferings with theirs in order to mysteriously release the graces of redemption for the many spiritual needs of the Church and the world. It is hard to conceive of a mother that does not suffer when her children suffer. Indeed, the maternal heart of Mary continues to suffer mystically in virtue of her role as the spiritual mother of all peoples amid the fresh dangers and trials presently facing the human family. Mary's sufferings alongside those of our Lord provide us with a crucial spiritual insight sorely lacking in our world today. That is the redemptive value of suffering. To be sure, we all have a natural aversion to suffering. None of us really likes it very much. And yet, we must admit that we can never fully escape it as we traverse in this life, as the Salve Regina reminds us, through this vale of tears. Rather than escape or run from it, our Lord and our Lady invite us to embrace suffering, because it is precisely through suffering that Jesus accomplished his greatest work on earth, our redemption. He willingly chose to save us in and through his own suffering. And today's memorial, in conjunction with yesterday's solemnity or feast, remind us that we need not truly fear the sufferings we endure in this world. After all, he has conquered all. We enter more deeply into the paradox that suffering is both a burden, and yet, when perceived through the lens of Christ, a possible source of joy. So in an age that seems to prefer Christianity without the cross, might we turn to Our Lady of Sorrows, confident that she understands our sufferings, that she suffers with us, and desires to console us in our moment of need, that as our spiritual mother, she comes to our assistance and gives us courage to bear up against all those things and persons that oppose us. When we begin to ponder how greatly she suffered, it gives perspective to our own. Let us ask her intercession to understand the redemptive value of human suffering and to embrace it, as she did, full of faith, hope, and charity.